The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ty Rushing with the Northwest Iowa Review. Ty, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
I guess my first question for you is, how are we looking on a possible second stimulus package?
Well, I can give you a better update after 5 o'clock because we're having a meeting on that, but I would imagine what I'm going to tell you, you know, from television, because I was in Iowa Friday, Saturday, and came back Sunday, and so I've been following it mostly through the news media, and there's a lot of agreement, for instance, on helping K through 12 education and universities. It would be one example of helping people. I believe there's some agreement on checks going out like went out in April to individuals, 160 million people. And then, but where there's a hang up seems to be on a couple things. One, more money beyond the 150 billion we've already given for lost state and local revenue and because of the pandemic. And the other one is what we do about the unemployment compensation. Everybody knows that when you pay people not to go to work, then what happens? They don't go to work. In other words, you pay people on unemployment compensation more than they get if they went to their job. It's difficult for employers to get people to come back to work. And so having some additional help beyond what states would normally give, like we gave $600 this first 4 months, something less than that. We kind of settled on $200 for another 2 months, and then getting 70% of your wages if you're unemployed longer than those 2 months. And Democrats want to continue the $600 for another, some people say, for another whole year. That's even more than Pelosi had in her bill, just continued until January 31st. But that's the big dispute, and as far as I know, I might change my mind after 5 o'clock. There doesn't seem to be much progress on that area. So we don't have an agreement, and I would say, I said I was going to stop, but let me go one step further. If we could get a comprehensive agreement by Friday, that would be the ideal thing because the Democrat and Republican conventions are coming up in August. If we can't do it by then, we ought to agree on 3 or 4 things. One would be the unemployment. The second one would be the aid for education, particularly because people are going back to schools now and universities. And then the other one would be so people don't get evicted because they're unemployed.
Don't get evicted. Well, the unemployment thing, is that a sign that we should raise the minimum wage if folks are making more not working than they are working?
Yeah, in fact, even if you made the minimum wage, though, you wouldn't raise it up so that the average person was making $53,000 a year, because then you'd create so much unemployment. But after it's been almost 10 years since the federal government raised the minimum wage. There's a legitimacy for considering that now. But don't forget that states and cities have raised the minimum wage. In fact, they've had some bad, particularly Seattle. I read where they may raise the minimum wage up to $15 an hour. And it just created a lot of trouble for small business. Some of them went out of business, but the ones that didn't go out of business hired a lot less people. So, you know, there's always a downside when you do that as well. So I've always taken a position, it's better for people to have a job than to be unemployed.
Job than unemployed. And I know, like, with the first round with the CARES Act, the PPP loans were, like, a huge thing. We saw a lot of benefits of that here in Northwest Iowa. But I've been seeing around the country that some of these bigger corporations who weren't exactly hurting or some of these, like, richer individuals were kind of taking advantage of the program as well. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just heard that about Biden's son-in-law and their law firm taking advantage of it. But that doesn't mean that they're billionaires. I don't mean to imply that. But I've heard some of that. But some of that might, even in Biden's case, that might be legitimate, even if the word Biden ought to imply, why would you need any help? Well, maybe you do need help. I don't know what the situation is. And if they're going to have to lay people off, then they qualified, as far as I'm concerned, their name Biden or not. So, no, it's not the Biden law firm, because this is the daughter of the Bidens married somebody. So erase that from your notes.
Okay.
I'll tell you, you're probably right. There's people that legally take advantage of it and maybe shouldn't have. And then there's people that are fraudulently taking advantage of it. In the latter case, they got to be prosecuted. But in either case, we're going to have transparency. Well, in fact, you wouldn't be able to answer your question or ask your question if there hadn't been some transparency on it. When we went into this in March, we knew we were going to set up plenty of guardrails so the information would get out, who got it and who didn't get it, so you can make a determination whether or not somebody got it for political favors or not.
Sure not. Okay. And then a question for you. I know there's been two members of the House who have sponsored the Local Journalism Sustainability Act, and I was wondering if you guys have heard any rumblings on that on the Senate side yet.
I have not been involved in the discussion, but when I was in the cloakroom last week one time, I heard two senators talking about it. But that's all I know about it, and I didn't pick up other than it was to help publishers.
Yep, for specifically local publishers. We got a bunch of those in Iowa.
Yeah, you do. You got, at one time you had 400. I don't know how many you got now, but.
I think we're still in the 300s on paper, so.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, the only thing that I heard about it is that some of us had written, I shouldn't say some of us, because I don't know whether I was part of this or not, but signed a letter that for newspapers and local radio stations being hurt because they aren't getting enough advertisement, the federal government ought to look to them to use federal advertisement for the federal government to pay for things that you might say public service announcements.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think you and Senator Ernst signed that, if I'm correct, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah.
And then speaking of newspapers and advertisement, did you see or hear about the Smithfield advertisement there in the New York Times yesterday?
No, what did it say?
So they basically did a full-page advertisement kind of saying that the media overblew their, how they handled the coronavirus in their plants.
Do you know what? I didn't read it in the New York Times, but that came up on my internet, and I read it off the internet. Yes. And, I think maybe I read it in the Wall Street Journal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was a story I read, not a paid advertisement.
Okay.
But I think that they were responding to Elizabeth Warren, who was complaining in a letter to the Attorney General that they needed to be investigated for something. And the purpose of this letter was for the Smithfield people to get back and say what they've done during the pandemic to make the workplace safer for their employees.
Workplace safer. Okay, yeah, because I know they were trying to, in some parts of the letter, they were arguing that they were incredibly transparent, which, you know, we have one of those plants in our area, and I could tell you that was not the case.
I didn't read it that they were trying to show that they were transparent, except through this letter to show you what they have done since then to make it a safer working place.
Gotcha. And then, is there anything else happening there on Capitol Hill that I want you to be aware of, particularly here in the northwest corner?
Are you involved with the Lewis Clark?
Oh, yeah, Lewis and Clark, yeah.
Well, I think they're going to see the end of the project finally after 20 or 25 years.
Yeah, that's been going on. That's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Yep, so you're saying we're going to get more federal dollars for that?
Well, it sounded to me like there must be something that they're going to get through this year's appropriation bill. I think maybe you better check with the Lewis Clark people because I don't want to mislead you, but I think
yep.
I heard something along that line.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely give Troy Larson a call on that if that's the case. Because we're still waiting here in Sheldon, and they finally started building infrastructure near Sioux Center last month or so.
If I need to be corrected, let me know, will you? Not through your newspaper. Let me know. Call my office and tell me.
Okay, will do. Well, excellent. I think that's all I got today, sir.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Ty, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.